All right, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors. Bill Bartee, put down that old turkey sandwich and let's talk about the outdoors and food and all those good things that are going on right now.
Was this a turkey sandwich?
You can't tell? yeah, Bill, that's a turkey sandwich. It's turning green around the edges. It might be time to give it up.
It's from last year. That's right. No.
Got it out of the freezer this morning.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Carolina Outdoors. The voice you hear over there, Don Yeager. I'm Bill Bartee, and we're here to talk about holiday traditions, if you will. We just celebrated a big old Thanksgiving, and of course, everyone knows that Thanksgiving always seems to center around diet and food. Not diet as in restricting food, but in what we eat.
That's what's next is the diet.
That's right.
Well, maybe we'll wait till after Christmas.
And, of course, most of us eat turkey. There are a few people out there who may break with tradition. But, you know, Don, do you know what they had in the first Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Way back when?
Yeah, spam.
They probably did.
Yeah, it travels good. They brought it with it from England.
Duck and goose, lobster, clams.
Heavy on the lobster.
Chestnuts, things like that. They still had some pumpkins back then, too.
Did they?
Though.
You think they did?
Those pilgrims
they got
and those
them
Indians.
At Harris Teeter?
I don't know. But anyway, food is a topic that everyone is comfortable, it seems, talking about with at Thanksgiving. And when we talk about food, which is quite frequent, as we bring on a food specialist. And we're going to go to our friend Chef Jim Noble of Noble's Food and Pursuits to talk to us about the Thanksgiving tradition. And now that we're beyond Thanksgiving, kind of the leftovers tradition of Thanksgiving. Chef Jim Noble, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Man, Bill and Don, it's great to be here with you again. Thank you, guys.
Well, first off, let's ask you, do you have any certain Noble family traditions that you and your family celebrate?
Yeah, we eat every year. we have a bunch of them. All families come together. This year we spent time with my sister, my mom, and her kids and family, and we kind of go back between my family and my wife, Karen, and her family. We kind of go both places and try to do that kind of thing. We end up traveling. A lot of people travel on the holidays. But, you know, I like Thanksgiving because you've got, you know, we've had the big meal, but we still get to look forward to the Christmas holiday meals, too. So it's just a great time of year. People come together. People cook. And usually it's a lot of people putting meals together. And everybody takes a part and plays along, and it's just kind of great to celebrate Thanksgiving and the holidays and Christmas and the people you love and share food. I mean, I think the table is a very important place in our life, and sitting down at the table breaking bread with family and friends is just, that's really not much better. And if you think about it, people work hard so they can enjoy meals and stuff with their family, so.
Well,
it's just a beautiful part of life.
We're going to come back and talk to you a little bit about that, about restoring and the philosophy of Noble Food and Pursuits. But do you feel any added pressure when you are dealing with your family, with your wife's family, because of your talents and what you do for a living? Do you feel added pressure, or does your family and her family put more on your shoulders in regards to cooking?
Well, as an old scripture says, a prophet's not accepting his own hometown. So people, you know, when I'm home cooking, everybody knows me as Jimmy. And so I'm not a lofty chef at home like I would be in the store sometime. But it's really no pressure. A lot of times because of some of the things that we do, I don't get there until it's time to eat. And one big tradition we did forever was a giblet gravy. My dad used to call it whitewash. He grew up a preacher's kid, so he was always having to paint wallpaper. All the kids, they had 10 kids, they all painted the wallpaper when they were old enough to hold a brush. And he came up with this name for gravy for dressing in turkey. It's called whitewash, where he would just make a roux with chicken stock and giblets and thicken it, you know, so with a little bit, and then finish with milk or cream. And I kind of took that on. Everybody in the family talks about it. Helps put the whitewash together, but just one of those things we love to do.
It's a team game. If you're just joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors, our guest is Chef Jim Noble. We're introducing him as the founder of Noble Food and Pursuits, but that is two Roosters restaurants, the King's Kitchen, and the upcoming Noble's Smoke barbecue restaurant that's going to be happening here in the Charlotte area.
Now, I'll tell you who feels...
And one other place we added at South Park, we added a couple private rooms.
Oh.
And we moved our bakery and our catering operation here. So we also have online sales where this Thanksgiving, we probably had about 70 or 80 orders that went out a couple of days before Thanksgiving. And we made it available online where people could go online. And we try to make the holidays easy for you. If you got a lot of people coming and you don't want to cook, we can have it ready for you and pick it up. So we'll have the same thing available around Christmas time, too. And it's part of our retail bakery catering thing. We call it Copan, which means with bread. The French word today means really good friend, but if you think about it, you break bread with friends. And so Copan, the original name meant with bread, and breaking bread with friends is an intimate thing. So that's kind of our outreach. We say that we make it gathering with ease so you can easily get together. And it was great and successful. We just finished the kitchen this fall. And then we got Noble Smoke coming up. First quarter next year, maybe March or April. So we got a lot of things going on. But just the holidays, from a restaurant perspective, we're always busy at the holidays. And a lot of times you don't get a chance to hop home and cook a lot. We have to alternate which ones we take, you know.
Well, let me tell you, I can tell you exactly who feels pressure at Jim Noble's house when it comes to food, and that's the people who are bringing something. they're taking it to a chef's house. They're looking at it going, it could be a lot prettier. It could be a lot tastier. What do I do?
Well, when I'm off work, and I don't look at it that way. Ever since I was little, and this is probably why I got in the restaurant business, ever since I was little, when the holidays came around, it was my favorite time of year, and it's not because of the gifts and all the stuff that you got on Christmas Day, but it was when we all got together and ate. And back in those days, all I did was I wanted to play football all the time, and so I lifted weights and worked out, and I was always hungry. So when we got together and everybody brought all the food together, that was my favorite time, and I enjoyed food so much that I ended up in the restaurant business. So
well, I always say
try to make it easy on them.
Everybody's grandmother was probably the best cook they knew. Tell us a dish that your grandmother traditionally made that you really looked forward to every year.
Well, I don't get to do them every year, but I have a great Aunt Esther who was, we do her and we sell it at the Copan. We do Aunt Esther's brown sugar pound cake. Karen does a lot of those around Christmas time. Of course, the whitewash from my dad, my grandmother used to do raw sweet potato pudding sometimes, which tastes a lot like old-style persimmon pudding. And that's the persimmons you get out of the woods, not the ones they have in the grocery store, because they're two different animals, right?
That's for sure.
And I think it's fun. There's some new things going on where people are frying turkeys and then smoking turkeys as opposed to just baking turkeys. And that's really cool to see that develop. And one of our traditions we do every year is we will take a standing rib roast, like a prime rib, and smoke it on a green egg outside and just enjoy that for Christmas dinner. So
I guess so. I can smell that from here. Now, tell us the difference. One of the confusing things in the world, stuffing and dressing. What's the difference?
In my book, it's the same thing. they used to stuff it in the bird, but we've learned that stuffing in the bird, unless you get that stuffing hot enough, it can leach some of the raw liquid from the bird, which could bring salmonella. So I never stuff a bird unless by the time you cook in the middle, the meat's going to be overcooked. So I guess if you had to have a difference when you stuff it in the bird, or if you don't put it in the bird and you put it in the pan and just kind of layer it, it's more like dressing. But it's the same stuff, and it's everybody's aunt and uncle's got a special recipe for oyster stuffing and all that stuff. It's just kind of cool to see all the things that come around.
Do you have any advice for us? We're talking to Chef Jim Noble here on the Carolina Outdoors with the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's. I want to know, is there a way for us to properly handle our leftovers, or a thing to do that I already think they taste maybe even better than they did the first time? But do you have any advice for us as far as preparing broths with leftover turkey and turkey bones and that sort of thing as we move into the after effects of Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I you really can't you know take the bones and make stock out of it unless you pick up some extra bones or have some chicken stock that you're going to use in your gravy or whitewash or whatever. Once you clean the meat off the carcass, I always like to make and go back and make a stock out of it. But most of the time, you're not going to use it right then, so I usually take it and reduce it a little bit and freeze it and hold it. Or you can keep some and end up making something like a turkey green, like a cream of turkey soup or something. You know, and after about the third or fourth day, you're probably done with it. You want to eat something else, you know.
3 days about the limit on it, I agree. Time to move on to ham then.
That's right. And, you know, if you eat early enough in the on Thanksgiving or Christmas Day, you can always get a second meal that night about 9 o'clock or something, if you get a chance. You know?
Absolutely.
You can take a piece of bread.
If you get a chance.
Who knew that Chef Jimmy Noble would be teaching us French words on the Carolina Outdoors today? But you've already taught us one French word. The other one I didn't know, the word to restore. That is what restaurant comes from. We know that you close up the shops on Thanksgiving Day to give all the staff and folks of Noble Food and Pursuits time to rest and be together with their friends and family, and then you open it back up. But your restaurants are really in the restoration business.
That's right. Well, you know, from a ministry's perspective, that's what ministry is, to help people restore themselves. When you come into a restaurant to eat, the French word restaurateur, which means to restore, is the root of restaurant. So it was always a place for restoration to come about, physical and spiritual. You know, there's something about sitting at a table when you sit down and sort of prepare for a meal. You kind of forget the cares in the world and the problems and all the stuff that's going on. And just kind of, it's almost like you go into a safe place and just forget about the troubles. And I think that's why the table is so such an important part of our life, and a chance to restore. Just like we need to sleep every night, I think we need mental restoration every day, and a meal is a good time to get that. And you know, the European tradition usually is longer lunch, always a nap, and then go back to work, but work later. So you know, who knows?
Who knows? But you know what? There might be a fishing trip in there too. That helps out a little bit along the way as well. And
when you fish in the morning, then you take a lunch break, and then you get a little nap, then it's time to get back in the stream a couple hours before the sun goes down. So
who would have known that was restauranting as well? Chef Jim Noble, thank you so much for being on with the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.